ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If the Bills play the Chiefs in January, which I expect those two teams to meet, wherever the game is, that game's coming down to one thing. Can Buffalo hit Mahomes? That has been the story, to me at least, in all these games they've played over the years. Ed Oliver's been invisible in those games. Greg Rousseau has largely been invisible in those games. And if that's the case, like, it's just over.
Matt Verderam, our guest today from SI. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. Lines are open now. We have guests on almost every day. If you ever miss anybody, go to the Odyssey app and catch up, as long as it's not too long ago. You should be able to do that. I don't know, was Friday too long ago? Adam Krautwurst was on with us on Friday, and Adam and I split a few different fantasy teams, and I know he's very sad today.
Well, that's too bad. I hate to hear that about someone I admire so much.
He is ruining having come on our show on Friday and having touted George Kittle. Everybody start George Kittle.
Oh, yeah. I did ask him about and that. Yeah, any hesitation on him coming back from injury? No, full go.
Full go, baby.
We played him.
I played him.
Thank you for coming. Zero.
Adam today was like, well, his exact words were, my career is over and I don't even have one. That was such a good line. You'll be back, Adam.
Yeah, we'll
be back.
We'll need to talk to someone about fantasy at 4 o'clock on a Friday, probably soon.
Probably even this week.
So don't you fret.
Adam has nothing to be ashamed of. Everybody was saying the same things on Kittle, right? Like, no limitations. I'm kind of already bracing for Ibuka to be this tonight.
Right.
Oh, he's good to go, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Decoy.
Sure he is.
Sure he is. Let's go to John here. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thank you.
Couple subjects. One regarding Brady in the game last week. I could sit at home and see what play package we're going to run. For example, if Cook was off the field for any time in the first three quarters, if Cook was off the field, we threw the ball 100% of the time. And Brady's putting certain personnel packages in for certain types of plays. And it's very obvious to the defense basically what we're going to do based on our personnel packages. And it's almost high schoolish. And I wish he would be a little bit more less obvious what the play call is going to be. But take a look at it. Every time Cook is on the field or is off the field, we throw the ball up until about mid-fourth quarter. Also, there's an old cliche that says players are made in the offseason, not during the season. And I see a slower and weaker lower body strength in our quarterback. I don't think he worked as hard in the offseason. I think that's kind of obvious by getting married, doing all the commercials, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not sure he worked hard enough to be the Josh Allen he was last year. I'll just hang up.
You are deriving this comment about his lower body strength based on your observations watching him, Or is it just that you know he got married and is in a lot of ads now, so you're just connecting the two?
Honestly, it'd be hard to know the difference.
Yeah, I suppose. I guess I wanted some more clarification on exactly what we're asserting here.
I don't know. Here's Adam next. Hi, Adam.
Jesus.
Oh, you're sure you guys don't want to talk about Josh Allen's lower body strength more?
If we do, we will, I guess.
Yeah, stay tuned. We got another hour to go still before Sabres pregame.
All right. I got two questions about Beam that I want to ask you about. Number one, when he very publicly kind of went after the morning guys for their opinion on wide receiver, I kind of want to know what you guys really feel about that. I mean, obviously, I feel like Mike's comments before the break there make it sound obvious that, you know, we're feeling right now that Beam kind of came out in a very public and aggressive way, and we feel like he would need to, quote-unquote, kind of walk back his comments if he were to make a move at that position. But I feel like at the time that it happened, and I went back and listened to this recently, it sounded more like he was speaking directly about not selecting a receiver in the draft more so than recognizing whether or not the roster had wide receiver talent. So, I mean, that's question number one. I mean, where do you guys kind of land on that at the moment?
I have not gone back and listened to it recently, so I don't know. I don't know if he mentioned signing Josh Palmer in the course of that conversation or not, or if we just worked that into it as, you know, this is what you've done. Let's check out the ledger and how you're doing here. So I don't know. Well, it was the Monday after the draft, so it makes sense that he would have been talking some about the draft class, but I thought he was defending the position in general, more so than just the draft eligible players. Like his choices at the position is what I'm saying I think he was defending.
Yeah, fair enough. The other thing I kind of wanted to mention is I know that he's talked publicly about not building a roster specific to any one particular opponent. You just kind of want to field the best roster you can. But with New England kind of looking like they found a guy here in Drake May, one consideration is not necessarily how you construct the roster player-wise, but how you construct and work around the salary cap. And one thing I've really wanted to see him start to do now that we're in the later portion of Josh Allen's, second half of his kind of prime here is whether or not he'll take more risks in kicking money down the road, especially because I feel like that's something, one way that you can sort of combat just how much cap space New England has with, Drake May on a rookie deal over the next few years. Making a move for a wide receiver, especially a good one, is obviously going to come at a cost. And I just wonder if that's something that you'd hope or expect or maybe want to see, if that's something that they would start doing moving forward.
They have used void years. They don't have the reputation, and I'm assuming it's earned, that, say, Philadelphia has for doing it. But I think the Bills have done plenty of that in some of the restructures that are done here. So, yeah, I mean, I'd want them to use every single resource that there is. Every edge that you can find should be utilized and exhausted. And I assume that they are doing that. Some of their
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Choices are hard, you know, have been hard to overcome. They've got some contracts that are, to me, not very good value at all. The Dawson Knox contract comes right to mind. We'll see about this whole slew of guys that they signed this past offseason. I think we all were sitting back sort of cheering that on, and they're locked in now to guys that, I don't know, this year have mostly just kind of looked, you know, all right. And that includes Benford. He's not been great this year. Like, that's a sneaky problem that they have overall. Like, the defense has got problems, but guys that you should be counting on to be great even have not been great. And so I don't know if that's, you know, failure all around that makes it harder for him to function at the high level that he's been functioning at, but it's not going well. So I don't know. I mean, the overall point is, should they exhaust every financial option that there is? Yes, of course they should. And I think they do a fair amount of it already. I mean, I'm not familiar enough with any of the websites that track this stuff to go find the void years. I mean, I could look individually through each guy. I think SpotTrack does itemize that. And I think there are some of those out there, but I don't know the totals and just how commonplace it is.
I guess I can't figure out, to the caller's question, why any of this would have anything to do with the Patriots. It's either good strategy or it isn't, right? I mean, is your cap modeling something that you would choose because another team, like your rival, does it a certain way? I think it's either smart or it isn't. But maybe I'm missing something obvious there. New England, I mean, it looks pretty promising for them, not even just for the future, but for the now. 5-2 now with the win here. They get the Browns this week, and then Atlanta. Now Atlanta has risen up. We've seen it, but it's still Atlanta, right? Carolina beat Atlanta 30-0. Does that do anything for you for this week? It's not how the league works, though.
I know it's not how the league works, but it was very tough to watch Atlanta in primetime last night look just feeble. Really, largely on offense. I mean, defensively, they did a decent, it was a 24-10 game or whatever it was. So, you know, they got boat raced by the 49ers, but their offense looked like they didn't know what to do next. Largely in that game after running a masterclass for the first 30 minutes of the game against the Bills last Monday.
Tonight we have two games, including Tampa Bay at Detroit, which is up first at 7. Lions in all black tonight. You like that?
Not really.
No, me neither.
No.
Another great look when it's sort of the traditional blue and silver that I always forget the name. Hawaiian blue.
Hawaiian blue. I like
whatever it's called.
I like whatever they've done with the gray. When they have a gray, I've seen them in all gray, and I like that a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Don't like it at all. That's when you're out of ideas. Gray?
I think it's sharp.
It's like a business suit. Don Draper would wear it. All gray. You know, but he was a handsome guy. He was a good-looking guy. He had style.
I guess.
He just wouldn't wear it with like a Lions helmet on. You wouldn't see him wearing that.
No,
and a big number on his front and back. And stripes.
I don't have every episode of Mad Men committed to memory like you probably do. But
no.
I don't remember that episode where he was wearing a Lions helmet.
That's a show I think about going back and rewatching, but I just do not commit time to this anymore. My time does not go to watching
shows you've already watched.
Shows I've watched. The commitment of, like, what, 7 years of that? Is that what that probably? 7 seasons, rather? I mean,
yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to end up getting there. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth.
plays a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.